Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. Well, today we do what we promised we were going to start doing, that is spend a few days giving you a clip. This is not an entire sermon. This is about three or four podcasts worth of a clip from a recent sermon we did in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This has not aired on our website and will not air. We will not have this in its entirety on any of our platforms for at least a month. I wanted you to get in on it now because this portion of Galatians should be fresh in your mind as we've been studying Galatians 3. I'm not going to do the backdrop portion of the sermon. We'll save that for the weekly edition in a few weeks. So there's a lot of intro that my podcast audience is fairly familiar with because you've journeyed through Galatians with us. Strangely, when I pick up the sermon here in the podcast, we're not going to do it from Galatians. We're going to pick it up from Genesis 12 because I want you to watch the source scriptures. We read some of these to you on the podcast, the source scriptures that Paul is working with and how he reimagines them for the churches at Galatia. Here is a portion of a sermon that will be available again in 4 or 5 weeks in its entirety called Christ the Cursed. Hope you enjoy. God bless.
Now, I don't even want to start in Galatians. I want to start in Genesis, which seems backwards. But I want to we're going to act like we're with the Apostle Paul in a study today. What might Paul have done? Paul goes to the oldest source work that you have in the Torah, the book of Genesis. It literally is beginning. It's what it means. So he goes all the way back to the start. Genesis 12. He doesn't bother to go back to creation. In fact, Paul gives us almost no commentary pre-Genesis 12. In any of his New Covenant teachings, okay? He doesn't deal with the Noahic Covenant. He doesn't deal with the rainbow and the flood. He doesn't bother himself with Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. I don't attribute the book of Hebrews to Paul. Therefore, the whole Hall of Faith characters, I think, are someone else in writing. And Paul doesn't concentrate himself on the creative act of God very often. But Paul really finds the kickoff point for his theology in Genesis 12, in which God calls Abraham, who at this time is named Abram, and I want to reemphasize this again in case you missed it earlier, a Gentile, because everybody's a Gentile. In Genesis 12, everyone's a Gentile. In other words, there's no certain promised people of God, okay? It has to start somewhere. How did it start? So Paul goes to that beginning. He doesn't bother with Adam and Eve or Noah. He goes to that beginning. For Paul, that's the creative word of God. It's when God speaks to a Gentile, calls him out of his country. Why would you think Paul would do this? Maybe it's because Paul sees the new covenant as first relevant to Israel. So he needs to go back to Israel's beginning. I think it's perhaps because Paul is so impressed with new beginnings because of his own journey from the road to Damascus when he has an encounter with Jesus and he changes from Saul to Paul and the scales fall off his eyes and he sees the world in a new light. And so for Paul, he wants to go to where we see the world in a new light, and that is Genesis 12. Watch this, starting in verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." This is not Israel. This is a Gentile named Abram. This is not a nation of people. This is a man named Abram. I'm going slow here, and I'm reemphasizing because this is the core of Paul's argument. We miss this because we're looking at Galatians through 2,000 years of church history. We're looking at it through teachings on Israel. Paul doesn't do that. Paul decides not to approach the argument as a Jew or as Israel, but as a man connected to Abram, a Gentile, right? Three core tenets come out of what you just read. Three things that Paul grabs hold of and reinterprets through the new covenant. Number one, Abraham is both blessed and a blessing. Look at that in verse 2. "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing." Paul will grab this. Core tenet number one, Abram is both blessed. Abraham is a blessing. So he has the blessing of heaven on him. And whatever he touches or does or what he says or where he goes will subsequently be blessed. So this is a great power. Not just a man who is blessed, but a man who by his nature is a blessing. Second core tenet for Paul. There will be a blessing on those who bless Abram. Paul proclaims there will be a blessing on people who bless the man Abram. Third core tenet for Paul. There will be a curse on him who curses Abram. Let's make sure we've got our pronouns correct. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. We see this? Core tenet 2 and 3. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse him who curses you. Now, Paul has this because he's a good Jew raised in the schools of Judaism. He can trace his lineage back to this Abram. He is of the tribe of Benjamin. All of these braggadocious things he tells you in Philippians about his heritage. And he's not bragging because he's selfish, but because in that passage he's trying to establish his own Jewish lineage as proof of his qualifications. He's got all of that. And he dwindles it down to three core things. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. Those who bless Abram will be blessed. He who curses Abram will be cursed. So when Paul deals with Abram, he has to deal with these three things. For Paul, it's inexcusable to deal with Abraham and not deal with the three core tenets. To not deal with the fact that Abraham was both blessed and a blessing. That those who bless Abraham will be blessed. And that he who curses will be cursed. So taking that information, go to Galatians 3. Watch how Paul filters the Genesis 12 tenets of the Abrahamic covenant to a primarily Gentile audience. The church is at Galatia. Let's go with Paul a little bit on the journey, starting in the 8th verse. Watch how he goes to Scripture. This is the core of his argument. Jews love Scripture, so Paul's going to use it. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." This verse is a direct quote from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, which is why I opened you in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. I wanted to take you back to Paul's Torah scripture from Genesis 12. Now notice how Paul says it. This is incredible to me. The scriptures foreseeing that Gentiles would come to God by faith preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. When I think of gospel, if I were to say to you, what's the gospel? Well, we would probably give the Greek definition, good news. If I were to say good news of what, probably everyone would say good news of Jesus. I think that's appropriate. Jesus is good news. If I were to say, can you give me more detail? You might say good news that Jesus is God's love manifested to the world at a place called Calvary. Good news that Jesus is not still dead. Jesus is alive. Good news that Jesus takes up residence inside of you through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Now we've gotten deeper. We've broadened our theological good news. All of it, I think, is true. None of it was relevant to Abraham. There is no Jesus. There is no cross. There is no resurrection. There is no ascension. There is no descension through the agency of the Holy Spirit. There is no internalization of the Holy Spirit. So when Paul says the gospel was preached to Abram, you can scratch all of your previous definitions of gospel. None of those work. What was the gospel preached to Abram? Well, we can go back to the very first thing that I said you probably would say if I asked you what is the gospel? Good news. Good news was proclaimed to Abram. And what was the good news? In you, everybody gets blessed.
That's a good place to stop today. On the podcast, we read for you the three verses from Genesis 12 that Paul quotes in Galatians chapter 3. Here, or where Paul starts his argument from Galatians 3, verses 8, 9, on down through 14. Over the next few days on the podcast, we're going to continue to air for you this portion of the sermon, and I'm editing out little branches so that we can stay confined to where the podcast has been going. But we'll do that over the next few days as we dig into this argument from Galatians chapter 3. I'm very excited about the next few days as we share some of this awesome stuff with you that's really just going to reiterate the things we've been talking about on our Galatians journey. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless.